Views expressed by the guests and telephone participants do not necessarily express the views of the management, staff, or sponsors of AM 950 KHI.
It's 8:05, and good morning. I'm Mike Nichols, and thank you for joining me here on Swap Shop / Community Calendar. If you have something to sell or you're looking for something to buy, or maybe you're having a yard sale today, give me a call. If you're a nonprofit and like to get some information out to the public about upcoming events, that's worthy of a call as well. I would really like to hear from you, though. What's going on in your area? Give me a call at 530-885-3565. 530-885-3565 is the number to call. And I remind you, you're listening to FM 104.5 and AM 950 KHI and KHI.com on the World Wide Web. Glad to have you on board. Take it away, boys. Okay, let's take a look at that weather forecast for the Auburn area. And we're looking at a pretty nice morning, actually. Look for sunny skies to continue with a high near 96. Is that right? Yeah, that's what it says. 86. Yeah, that's a little better. And calm wind becoming a west around 6 miles per hour or so. Look for clear skies overnight with a low of about 54. That's 54. And then Monday, your day back to work, sunny skies with a high near 90 with light and variable winds. And currently at the airport in Auburn, we're looking at 68 degrees. Okay, let's make sure that's correct. Yeah, 68 degrees. Okay. A reminder that the Heritage Trail, a tour of museums in Placer County, is available with this bookmark that shows all of the museums and their area, their address, their hours of operation, and a phone number. You can check out the Benton Welty Schoolroom on Lincoln Way here in Auburn. The DeWitt History Museum on Richardson Drive here in Auburn. You've got the Forest Hill Divide Museum on Harrison Street in Forest Hill. The Gatekeepers Museum on Westlake Boulevard in Tahoe City. How about the Lincoln Area Archives Museum on Lincoln Street in Auburn? I make that on 5th Street in Lincoln. Boy, I'm having a tough time this morning. Bear with me. Look for the Old Jail Museum on Javoom Street in Truckee. One more. How about the Roseville Historical Society Carnegie Museum on Lincoln Street in Roseville? Might be a good idea to get a couple of them that are relatively close together and make it a weekend jaunt. Be sure to take the kids so that they can learn more about the Heritage Trail, the tour of museums in Placer County. Okay, without further ado, turning to the weekend edition of the Auburn Journal. It's been around since 1872, and I thank them for allowing me to read some of these stories to you on this program. And the Burns family goes way back as part of the Auburn community. In 1884, when David's grandfather, Ernest William Burns, was 14 years old, he immigrated from Switzerland to the United States with his older brother. Ernest, his brother, and volunteered with the Auburn Hook and Ladder Company, and eventually Ernest was a partner in the creation of the very popular General Gomez cigar business here in Auburn. David's father was Jerry Burns. Jerry was a pharmacist, and among other properties he owned in Auburn, Jerry owned the building located downtown at 808 Lincoln Way. In 1995, after a long time a furniture store tenant vacated 1808 Lincoln Way, some local artists approached Jerry about renting 808 to create a hub for artists, retail, technology, and services known as the acronym ARTS. Jerry agreed, and the vision came together as the new ARTS building. 2 years later, the Arts Council of Placer County, a.k.a. ACPC, and Placer Arts also found a home at 808 Lincoln Way. For 20 years, the Arts Building at 808 Lincoln Way hosted exceptional art exhibits, cultural and music events. Maybe you remember jazz at 808. There were individual artists, studios, and painting, photography, ceramics, jewelry making, and more, along with the offices for the nonprofit arts organization, including the Auburn Symphony. But in 2015, Plaster Arts needed to reduce its footprint in Auburn. And they moved, bear with me. And they moved out of 808. By the time Jerry was enjoying life with his longtime partner, Fran Neft, and it was left to Jerry's children, Caroline Basque, David and David's wife, Coco, to decide what to do with downtown Auburn's anchor property at 808 Lincoln Way. Carolyn, David, and Coco could have done many things with 808 Lincoln Way. They could have been run-of-the-mill landlords and rented out the building to anyone who was interested, or they could have divided it into smaller spaces to maximize the rental income. But David and Coco were not interested in being run-of-the-mill landlords, ready to rent to all takers who may come and go, so that was not the choice the family made. Continuing the 20-year legacy of 808 Lincoln Way as a hub for arts and culture in downtown Auburn, in 2015, the General Gomez Arts and Event Center was founded, named after great-grandpa Ernest General Gomez, cigar business. David and Coco decided they could take on the task of running the operation, curating arts and cultural installations, providing space for community events and celebrations, and expanding their support of local nonprofits that are interested in the Auburn community. Actually, they are essential to the Auburn community. In the last 10 years, Gomez has been a home for more than 50 arts exhibits, showcasing hundreds of artists, hosted more than 15 live theater engagements, dozens of music concerts, including the locally produced Auburn City Limits Concert Series, provided space for numerous local nonprofit fundraising events, Tibetan Sand Mandela celebrations, collaboration and hosting of a Mexican consulate art event, and so much more. Patronized by local and art lovers from around the world, around the region, David and Coco Burns are carrying on what is now a 30-year legacy of 808 Lincoln Way as a center for arts and culture in Auburn, and it is still going strong as a result of their care and leadership, and we thank them for their contribution to the vibrancy and vitality of our community. That's a great story. Congratulations to David and Coco Burns. Pretty cool. Well, longtime Plaster tennis coach Isaac releases a book. For decades, Tom Isaac built Plaster High School's boys and girls tennis programs into one of the most successful in Northern California, piling up section championships, league titles, and an astonishing 140-match unbeaten streak in co-ed play. Now that he turned over the program to his daughter, the longtime coach is reflecting on those years in a new book titled Coach Tom Nothing More, Nothing Less, Changing Players' Lives One at a Time. The book is filled with stories of grit, perseverance, and unlikely triumphs from Isaac's life and his path to becoming one of the most successful prep sports coaches in state history. Quote, "This has been a long time in making," said Isaac. "Now that my daughter has taken over, I wanted to share with my wife, her, and some of our players some of the special things that happened while we were in our heyday here." The book highlights milestones from Isaac's childhood and athletic career, including his tennis origins. He also highlights some of his athletes who have defied expectations and overcome hurdles athletically and personally. Isaac said the book came naturally since he had so many noteworthy stories throughout his illustrious career. He had so many memories of players and defying the odds that it was hard to cut through and cut things down for the book. Quote, "Most coaches hope for one story like that in a career," Isaac said. "I've had hundreds." Stories from former players included a section champion who went on to become the youngest principal in Ohio, and a player's mother who turned personal tragedy into a mission of supporting Plaster tennis with equipment and financial aid for those in need. The story continues on page 11 of the weekend edition of the Auburn Journal. Pretty cool. Tom Isaac. Congratulations. And with that note, let's go ahead and take our first break. It is 8:15, and we're looking at 68 degrees at the airport here in Auburn. And good morning once again. I'm Mike Nichols, and I thank you for joining me here on Swap Shop / Community Calendar. If you have something to sell, or you're looking for something to buy, or maybe a yard sale is in order, give me a call. We can talk about that. If you're a nonprofit, I'd like to get some information out to the public about upcoming events. That's certainly worthy of a call. Most worthy would be a call from you. What's going on in your area? Give me a call at 530-885-3565. That's 530-885-3565, the number to call. And I remind you, if you're listening to FM 104.5 and AM 950 KHI, and of course KHI.com and the World Wide Web, glad to have you here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What keeps you up at night? Is it the mysteries of the universe, the secrets of history, or maybe the stories no one else dares to tell? I'm Frank Morano, and I invite you to discover The Other Side of Midnight, where curiosity never sleeps. From the fascinating to the forbidden, we tackle it all. Catch the conversation weeknights from 2 to 6 a.m. right here on the Voice of the Foothills, FM 104.5 and AM 950. KHI, the night is alive. Join us.
SMB Smog Hog. Drive up for quick, clean, certified results. We'll have you in and out the door for $53.25. There are no hidden fees. If you don't pass, the retest is free. Roll in ready, roll out tested, and certified. SMB Smog Hog. Small town roots and high performance pride. No appointment needed, but we're happy to make one if you prefer. Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Come in and see us. SMB Smog Hog. Located at 350 Sacramento Street, where the recycling center used to be.
It's hot to the max in the summer, and your air conditioner gives up the ghost. Who are you going to call? ACP Mechanical, that's who. I did, and I can't believe what a great job they did in my home. It's cool and comfortable with a job well done. Hi, Mary Jane Pop here. Whether it's cooling or heating, Enrique and his ACP Mechanical team can install, repair, commercial or residential, no matter what HVAC system you have or want, and they've done it for over 20 years. Air conditioners, heat pumps, furnaces, thermostats, all quality and affordable solutions, and they're bonded and insured. I know you'll love their work. I do. Call ACP Mechanical, 916-704-8556. That's 916-704-8556 for all your comfort needs. That's ACP Mechanical, 916-704-8556, and expect an expert job well done and right the first time.
Battery pop quiz. Did you know that most rechargeable devices use lithium-ion batteries? They're in laptops, power banks, and more. They can, however, be a fire risk. So power up your battery smarts with tips from the National Fire Protection Association. Only buy products with a safety certification mark. Charge devices on hard surfaces. Don't use off-brand cords, and always unplug when fully charged. Let's charge into fire safety. Visit fpw.org/battery for more tips.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
I see this video, and there's this lady in the middle of the crowd. She looks like an extra either out of Lord of the Rings or out of the new Exorcist movie. Listen, I'm convinced that was a freaking demon that was there.
There were a lot of them out there.
Yeah, whatever that was wearing shoes so you couldn't see the hooves.
Weekdays
from 1 to 4 on the Voice of the Foothills.
FM 104.5 and AM 950 KHI.
And we are back at 8:19, looking at 68 degrees at the airport here in Auburn. And good morning once again. I'm Mike Nichols. Thank you for joining me here on Swap Shop / Community Calendar. If you have something to sell, or you're looking for something to buy, or maybe you're having a yard sale, give me a call so we can talk about that. If you're a nonprofit, like to get some information out to the public about upcoming events, that's worthy of a call. Most worthy would be a call from you. What's going on in your area? 530-885-3565. That's 530-885-3565. That's the number to call. Lines are open. Once again, you're listening to FM 104.5 and AM 950 KHI, KHI.com, and the World Wide Web. Thank you for being here. Take it home, boys. Friday. We continue now with the reading of the weekend edition of the Auburn Journal, and I want to let you know that Rotary Club of Auburn drives park projects. In 2006, the Rotary Club of Auburn led the charge for Project Auburn at Recreation Park. While this is a multi-organizational project and relied on lots of skilled craftsmen, the Rotary Club of Auburn was the clear leader and driver. Projects completed include built the new picnic units, including a new slab, painted the Rec Park Community Center building, installed new carpet in the Rec Park Community Center, lots of standing and fresh paint throughout the park, and various landscape projects throughout the park as well, and Rotarians at work at day. Hang on. At Day Recreation Park, work included. Erected the new front gazebo. It was a kit. Re-landscaped the area around the splash pool. Painted the modular buildings. Painted the lifeguard building. Spread a bunch of landscape mulch. Rotarians at work day and at Recreation Park. Work included. Turned a patch of weeds next to the community center building into a new patio with new paved stones, landscaping, and picnic tables. Restaining and existing shade structures at the front playground and at the Bushy Courts. Touched up the painting on the community center wall facing the pool. Spreading landscape mulch. Installing a new playground bark. And then in 2019, Rotarians at work day at the Railhead Park. Work included. Installing all new landscaping around the parking lot. Spreading landscape mulch. Installing all new playground park, and Rotarians in 2023 at work day at Recreation Park. Work included planting 19 new trees, spreading all new playground bark, engineered wood fiber, at the back playground and exercise area. I can't remember how much bark it was, but it was a seriously large pile. 2024, donation of $17,000 for the ARD/City of Auburn/Skyview Foundation collaboration to build new pickleball courts, multi-use area at City Hall. All of this was done with many thousands of dollars in material and many thousands of dollars of donated labor. As a quick example, the Rotary Club of Auburn partnered with the other three Rotary Clubs in the area to seek Rotary District grants and was able to get $17,000 in grant money for the 2019 Railhead Project. This is the same method that is getting the $17,000 grant for the new pickleball courts at City Hall this year. The Rotary Club of Auburn also includes in their annual budget a $1,000 donation to the ARD Youth Assistance Fund. Quite a deal. Very involved. Pretty cool. Well, Loomis hosts a taste of a small town school benefit on September 20th. That would be yesterday. And Auburn, Loomis hosted the annual Taste of Small Town yesterday at the historic Train Depot Plaza. The nonprofit Loomis Basin Educational Foundation invited the public to buy tickets to the event and support local schools. The gathering featured live music, family fun and games, booth vendors, and fine food and drinks and that took place from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. yesterday at the Four Corners. The entrance fee was $45 for adult 21 and over, $30 for adult designated drivers, and $15 for children ages 5 to 18. Children under 5 were admitted free. The volunteers for the event also earned one free admission. The Loomis Train Depot is located at 5775 Horseshoe Bar Road. So that was quite an event. And as I understand it, it was very successful. So that's cool. Well, Survivors and Heroes retraces steps of 1844 Horseback Party of Six. History Expeditions presents Survivors and Heroes that will happen at 7 p.m. Friday, October 3rd at Crooked Lane Brewery at 536 Grass Valley Highway here in Auburn. Auburn State Theater invites all to a fascinating new History Expeditions presentation honoring the legendary 1844 horseback party of six, part of the Stevens Townsend Murphy Party, immigrated from Iowa to California. This group of six individuals broke from the main party at the Truckee River Divide as winter threatened, making their way south to Auburn. No one has been able to discern the route the six took until now. For the past year, modern adventurers Bob Crowley, Hal Hall, Tim Twittermeyer, Jennifer Hemme, Elkie Raymer, and Cassandra DiMaggio have been living and breathing 1844. Their preparation reads like a graduate-level history course crossed with extreme sports training. The team has researched the route, digging through archives, old diaries, maps, desertions on Native American trade routes, and more, uncovering new clues about their journey, some that might even rewrite one of the world's greatest survival stories. These veterans endurance athletes also spent months conditioning for their days in the saddle and not on foot, covering terrain that drops nearly 6,000 feet from Burton Pass. Saddle up. On September 29th, the team will set off on horseback from Donner Memorial State Park, retracing the steps of the six. You can follow History Expedition's progress via a live GPS tracker on their website, historyexp.org, as they ride 120 miles to Auburn in 5 days, following the actual hoofprints of history. The team's discoveries will unfold Friday, October 3rd, at Auburn's Crooked Lane Brewery through the telling of stories enhanced by captured film and breathtaking imagery of the Sierra. Come enjoy a taste of Crooked Lane Special Survivors and Heroes Craft Brew as you listen to their fresh-off-the-trail tale of this expedition. This will be a most entertaining evening about a remarkable and inspiring America West story. Admission is $12 for adults and $10 for seniors and kids 11 and under, includes a $2 fee. Purchase tickets, auburnstatetheater.org or 530-885-0156. That sounds like a very neat experience. Well, happy 106th birthday at Auburn Oaks. Auburn Oaks Care Center recently had the joy of celebrating a truly remarkable milestone as one of its beloved residents. Myrtle turned 106 years old, surrounded by her family, fellow residents, dedicated staff, and cherished friends. Celebration was filled with warmth, laughter, and heartfelt memories. A special highlight of the celebration was a beautiful timeline created to showcase her extraordinary journey, capturing moments and memories from each of the last 10 decades of her life. It was an honor for the Auburn Oaks community to come together to recognize her incredible life and the many years of wisdom, love, and joy that she shared with those around her. Wow. Happy birthday, Myrtle. Many more to come. Okay. Let's see what else we can dive into here. By the way, the phones are empty right now. You can get on the program if you wish by calling 530-885-3565. That's 530-885-3565 is the number to call. And I'll get your interest right here by telling you that when we come back in this break, we'll take a look at some high school sports. Mike Nichols here and you there, and this is Swap Shop / Community Calendar. If you have something to sell or you're looking for something to buy or maybe you're having a yard sale today, give me a call. If you're a nonprofit, I'd get some information out to the public about upcoming events. That would be worthy of a call. I'd like to hear from you, though. What's going on in your area? 530-885-3565. 530-885-3565 is the number to call. Lines are open. You're listening to FM 104.5 and AM 950 KHI and KHI.com and the World Wide Web. You stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Nature at Home Furnishings. Come visit today and choose from the best selection of sofas, sectionals, chairs, and recliners. At Naturewood, it's all about choices and always about quality, including gallery-exclusive custom order FlexSteel furniture. You get to choose the colors and fabrics that are right for your lifestyle. And all come with FlexSteel Superior Blue Steel Highest Quality Spring Construction. Hurry, Naturewood Sofa Sale ends soon. And tell them Brooklyn Nova and Orion sent you.
Because K-High cares. Here's another K-High Community Bulletin Board.
The American Cancer Society Discovery Shop needs your donations of new and gently used merchandise. Items include clothing, jewelry, bric-a-brac, home decor, and more. Donations are tax deductible and support cancer patients locally and nationwide. They also need volunteers daily. The Discovery Shop is located at 2376 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn. For more information, call 530-888-7434.
Hey y'all, Eli Winders here. I want to talk to you about something that's more important than ever, taking care of the wildlife around us. Our planet is home to some of the most amazing creatures you could ever imagine, from the biggest bears to the smallest birds and everything in between. But here's the truth. Many of these animals are in danger, habitats are disappearing, and we're losing species at a rate we've never seen before. If we want our kids and their kids to experience the magic of wildlife that we have today, it's on us to step it up and take action. You can make a difference. Learn more about wildlife conservation in your area and how you can help, whether it's supporting local wildlife refuges, reducing pollution, or simply taking a little time to appreciate the wild beauty around you. It all counts. This is Eli Winders. Let's make sure our wildlife is around for generations to come. Y'all take care of the earth and it'll take care of us. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force. Hey y'all, Eli Winders here. I want to take a minute to talk to you about something close to my heart. There are thousands of animals out there waiting for someone just like you to come along and change their lives. Don't worry if you think you might not be the perfect match. There are shelters and rescue organizations full of folks ready to help find the right pet for you. Visit your local shelter or check out online rescue groups today. You never know. Your new best friend might be waiting for you. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Hi, this is Dr. Dahlia. Join me for my live call-in medical talk show that answers your questions right here on K-High. On my show, we tackle issues like cholesterol, diabetes, women's health, children, geriatrics, relationships, and more. And with all that's going on in Washington, we even touch on government and policies.
Dr. Dahlia, weekdays from 9 to noon here on the Voice of the Foothills.
Join me each weekday morning right here on FM 104.5 and AM 950 K-High, the Voice of the Foothills.
Let's update this temperature. I think it's probably a little warmer than 68 degrees here in Auburn. Good morning once again. I'm Mike Nichols, and I thank you for joining me here on Swap Shop / Community Calendar. If you have something to sell or you're looking for something to buy, or maybe you're having a yard sale today, give me a call. If you're a nonprofit, like to get some information out to the public about upcoming events, certainly that's worthy of a call as well. The number to call, I'd like to hear from you. 530-885-3565. That's 530-885-3565. That's the number to call. And lines are open. 530-885-3565. You're listening to FM 104.5 and AM 950 KHI and KHI.com on the World Wide Web. Glad to have you on board. I don't normally do this, but I want to tell you about a passing. A good friend of K-High called in a lot, and many of you know Daniel Brissimo. He recently passed away, and I wondered why I hadn't heard from him for a while, and he's going to be sorely missed. And it, like it says here on his written statement of his service. He had a heart of gold, and we're going to miss him. So to his family and friends, we send you our sympathies. Daniel Brissimo is passing. Okay. Well, let's get into some high school sports. Bear River bounces Wheatland. PBL win streak stretches to 36. Anytime a team has solidified itself at the top of the food chain, it knows it will receive everyone's best test. That's why it came as no surprise to Bear River girls volleyball coach Matt McDonald of Wheatland that Wheatland jumped on the Bruins right away Thursday night. Riding a 34-match winning streak in Pioneer Valley League play, the Bruins fell behind on the road and dropped their first set to the Pirates 25-23. Bear River adjusted to Wheatland's attack and won the next three sets 25-20, 25-15, 25-15 to secure a 3-1 victory and push the league winning streak to 35. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, this is K-High, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike. This is Cheryl from K-High.
Hi, Cheryl, how you doing?
Just wanted to say prayers go out to Daniel and his family. Really nice guy on the radio for many, many years. Lots of free stuff, lots of trees, lots of fruit, lots of everything, and his passing will be missed.
That's for sure, and I thank you for that effort. Yeah, he's going to be missed. He was a good friend of the radio station, and I consider him a friend, too. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah. Okay. Let's see what we got. It says they came out with a lot of energy, and they did that last year when we played here, too. They took a set from us, and Wheatland was the only team to take a set from the Bear River girls volleyball. To take a set from them last year, said McDonald. We just kind of had to settle into a match a little bit. And I think once we started moving the ball around and made some defensive adjustments, it really opened up for us. Eden Chow, Grace McCann, and Dixie Drake led the defensive charge at the net with two blocks each as the Bruins tallied 9 on the night. The Bruins handled Wheatland's attack, keeping the Pirates flustered and taking advantage of long rallies to score. So congratulations to the Bear River as they defeat Wheatland. And their PBL win streak stretches to 36. Very good. And the Colfax High School girls flag football team has been rolling through its schedule, picking up its 7th straight win Wednesday night, 20-2, over Wheatland. The win moved the Falcons to 8-2 overall and kept the momentum alive as they continue the pursuit of another Pioneer Valley League crown. This current streak dates to August 29th, when Colfax edged rival Del Oro 7-6 in the defensive battle. Since then, the Falcons have tightened up on both sides of the ball and have looked every bit of the part of a league powerhouse. Colfax has not lost a single PBL contest since flag football became a sanctioned San Joaquin section sport, carrying a perfect 22-0 league record into this season. The program is eyeing a third straight league championship and has outscored its opponents 253-65 this season. Much of the offensive success stems from the play of quarterback Kaylee Four, who has thrown for 1,298 yards. Four ranks among the top passers in the section, setting 13th in yardage, while boasting the fourth best competition percentage at 729. Her efficiency has helped spread the ball to keep a group of playmakers. Senior Sophia Smiley has been Ford's most reliable option, catching 62 passes for 585 yards and 6 touchdowns. Fellow senior Maya Toye stretched his defense with her speed, averaging 15 yards per catch with 299 yards and 3 scores. Junior Maya Smalley adds balance with 40 receptions for 264 yards and 4 touchdowns. Colfax 8-2 and 4-0 in PBL continues its homestand Monday against Ridley before heading to Oakmont on Wednesday for another key league matchup. So congratulations to the Colfax girls flag football team. Okay. What's going on in your area? Give me a call. 530-885-3565. That's 530-885-3565 is the number to call, and lines are open. I remind you that you're listening to FM 104.5 and AM 950 KHI and KHI.com and the World Wide Web. We are the Voice of the Foothills. Glad to have you on board. And we'll take another quick break here and we'll go over some of the stories that we already told you about. You stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I told you that you can energize your heart to make a better you. Got it on Pop Talk this week. I'm Mary Jane Pop here. Want to get vitality and lose weight too? Superfoods could make that happen. Is there game changers in cancer therapy called functional precision oncology? And can your numbers tell you who you are and why you are? Perhaps even change your life. Let's get together on Pop Talk Saturday 5 to 7 a.m., Sunday 9 to 11 p.m., and 24/7 at khi.com. Click on Listen and let's talk.
SMB Smog Hog. Drive up for quick, clean, certified results. We'll have you in and out the door for $53.25. There are no hidden fees. If you don't pass, the retest is free. Roll in ready, roll out tested, and certified. SMB Smog Hog. Small town roots and high performance pride. No appointment needed, but we're happy to make one if you prefer. Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Come in and see us. SMB Smog Hog. Located at 350 Sacramento Street, where the recycling center used to be.
Looking for style, savings, and something for everyone? Come to Auburn's department store, McCullough's. From fashion to furniture, beauty to bedding. Find it all under one roof with plenty of parking. And right now, save up to 50% store-wide during McCullough's summer kickoff sale. Family-owned and operated. So save time, gas, and money by shopping McCullough's department store in the Auburn Town Center right off of Elm.
Advertise with KHI Radio, the voice of the foothills, and you'll reach those who matter most, your local customers for your local business. Here's Fred Penny of Penny & Associates to tell you why he uses KHI Radio.
This is Fred Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, and I choose to advertise on AM 950 KHI Radio because it works.
So call our KHI sales team at 530-885-5636. That's 530-885-5636 to start your local advertising today.
A message from Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous.
I came to Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous overweight and depressed. I was dieting, binging, stealing food, and lying about it for years.
For help, call 781-932-6300 or visit foodaddicts.org.
I knew I had a weight problem. I didn't know I was addicted to food.
The FA program gave me a healthy body. I'm free from obsessing about my weight or food.
Call FA 781-932-6300 or visit us on our website at foodaddicts.org.
No spin, just facts.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here, inviting you to join me every evening at 7 on KAHIAM and FM. Monday through Friday at 7, the No Spin News. You will like it. No spin, just facts on KAHI. Always looking out for you.
And we are back. It is 8:46 and 70 degrees at the airport here in Auburn. And good morning once again. I'm Mike Nichols. I thank you for joining me here on SwapShop/Community Calendar. If you have something to sell or you're looking for something to buy, or maybe you're having a yard sale today, give me a call. If you're a nonprofit, like to get some information out to the public about upcoming events, that's worthy of a call as well. The line, 530-885-3565, 530-885-3565. Would certainly like to hear from you and what's going on in your area. Take it home, boys. Let's take a quick look at that weather forecast for the Auburn area, and we're looking at sunny skies to continue today with a high near 86. Look for calm winds. And out of the west at around 6 miles per hour, and then tonight look for clear skies, a low of around 64. Light winds will continue. Monday, your day back to work, sunny skies with a high near 90. Light and variable wind becoming out of the northwest. Currently at the airport in Auburn, we're looking at 70 degrees. Good morning. This is Kay. How you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Mike. This is Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, how's it going with you? You're sounding, your dulcet tones are coming in strong.
Thank you very much. I'm doing fairly well.
Good, good.
What's new in your area?
Well, it's warming up. It's a beautiful morning. 68 right now, sitting on the front porch.
I got 70 here.
Okay, yeah. I first of all would like to thank KHI for allowing me to ramble on about the Oktoberfest over in Placerville and all the things that are going on here.
How'd that go?
That went very, very well, much better than our expectations.
I'm not surprised at that.
So excited. And one of the things I wanted to say was that we couldn't have done it without our sponsors, our local businesses.
Right.
And that's why I love KHI so much. They advertise their local business. You know, the businesses advertise on your station, and they support the local community as well, and it's such a wonderful relationship. So thank you to KHI as well for being the resource that they are. And support your local businesses.
Well, on behalf of the staff here at KHI, I accept that. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. I'm not a crowd expert. I don't know exactly how many people there were, but it was really, really good.
How'd that dog?
People downtown.
How'd that dachshund dog race go?
Oh, it went very well. It was fun. It was fun. There was, I think, about a dozen entries. And
did they all race at the same time?
No, they ran in heat. And then they narrow them down to a final heat, and then they run for the championship.
So, were you able to get those bleachers up for the kids?
Yeah, got the bleachers up for the kids, and there was a big crowd, and that went well. And the bands were all great. The crowd, it was just as far as I could see from the bell tower up and down the street, you could just see people there.
Wow.
So it was really wonderful.
It sounds like it was very successful.
Yeah, the bands were great. The DJ was great. The MC was great. a good time. It was hectic, I got to admit. I'm a little sore this morning from running around and hauling stuff and getting stuff prepared, but it was well worth it. I think part of it is that there was some good media and online information getting out on all the social media. That really helped.
Yeah, that's good.
So, and it was a perfect day. It was just a grand day yesterday. The beer stein holding contest was great. We had, I think we had 4 or 5 women. I don't remember counting them. I could see them, but there was at least 4, minimum 4 women. And then there was about 9 or 10 guys for the beer stein holding contest.
Well, how about that?
And the best dress contest went very well. We had 5 women that competed, and believe it or not, there was like eight men, and we had 4 couples, so there was 3 categories.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. The local merchants were open, and we had a lot of enough beer for everybody, and wine, a lot of wine. So,
well, you know, the one thing that I like to stress on an event like that is when the businesses are open like that on a eventful day, people come and go. And they might come in there and buy something, but the reality is, a lot of those people will come back. And,
yes.
And buy something in the future because they saw something that they liked or they saw a business that they liked, and their next trip to that area would be maybe a purchase or two. So that's what it's all about.
Yes, yes. And we had some friends come up from the Bay Area down there. We didn't even know they were coming, but there was 2 couples that came up and met us in the bell tower, say hello, and they just were raving afterwards about going through town and seeing all the shops.
Yeah.
So you're exactly correct. It's as much about exposure of the
exactly. That's what it's all about right there. Yep.
Yeah, exposure. So I guess you're going to have one coming up on the 9th over there on your side. So I wish you luck on you guys on the Auburn side.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Well, what else is happening over there across the river?
Well, we're looking for the Ladies' Night Out coming up in October. I'll announce that later. Other than that, not too much right now.
Kind of time to kind of cool off a little bit.
Yeah, we're glad that the Niner game is on later in the afternoon. It's at 1:30. We have a little time to recover.
Yeah, there you go.
So, but anyway, I wanted to ask you a question.
Sure.
Why did the triangle feel sorry for the circle?
I don't know.
Because it's pointless. And I'm going to ask you another question. I'm putting you on the spot.
Okay.
Why do tigers have stripes?
Say that again.
Why do tigers have stripes?
I don't know.
So they don't get spotted. Well, listen, Mike.
I got one for you. I got one for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Which part of the hospital is the worst hiding place?
Which part of the hospital?
Yeah, it's the worst hiding place.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
The ICU.
That's a new one. thank you for that.
You're more than welcome, I'm sure.
Well, I'd like to do a shout-out to all the people in the audience as well, Ray and Judy from Applegate and all the people that do call in once in a while. I look forward to hearing them as well as you. And I know you're getting short on time.
Well, you know, we lost one of our call-in people.
No, I didn't know that. Who is that?
We lost Daniel.
Daniel. Okay.
Daniel.
And what was Daniel's function there?
Well, he had a lot of things that he gave away. He had, from time to time, he had cement blocks at $1 a piece.
Oh, Daniel.
Yeah.
Oh, Daniel.
Yeah, he passed away.
Oh, I am so sorry.
I just found out this morning. He was a good friend of the station, and we're going to miss him.
Yes. And I have a feeling you knew him as well.
I did know him. I talked to him in person a few times, and he was just a delightful gentleman.
Yeah, holy smokes. Well, my condolences to Daniel's family and friends and all of us that heard him call in. I really liked him.
Yeah, me too. So he's going to be missed, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, listen, I think he'll be going to heaven, and he will be embraced with open arms.
I think you're correct in saying that. Yeah, you bet.
He's a really good guy. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, have a good week, Mike. Have a great day today, too, as well. And thank you for being there again.
Thank you, sir. I'll keep all that in mind, and we can talk soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
So long now.
Bye-bye. That's Gary from Placerville. Tell us what's going on his side of the ridge. It's always a pleasure to hear from Gary. Okay. We're coming up on the top of the hour and following. Let's get back to the phone very quickly. Good morning, this is Kay. How you're on the air?
Hey, good morning, Mike. Judy up here in Applegate.
Hi, Judy.
How are you?
Doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing fair to middling.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, I too wanted to say, about Daniel, God rest his soul. We have listened to him for so many years. I started listening to K-High back in 2008, several months after I had moved up here.
Yeah.
And I moved up here in 06, or 07, I'm sorry. And, Daniel, he's just like a staple in the community.
Yeah, really.
And a very, very kind and generous man.
Absolutely. Yeah, I could agree with you there. He was a good guy, good community guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you could tell he was, and it was all genuine, very, very genuine.
Absolutely.
And to his family that may be listening, you know, we send our condolences. I'm sure there's a lot of people in the community that send their condolences.
Absolutely, I agree with that. Okay,
and,
Judy.
And you were always so kind to him.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It was an easy task.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Thank you, Judy.
It is that way. You take care. Have a great week ahead, okay?
You too. We'll talk to you soon.
All righty.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that's just about going to wrap it up for this edition of Swap Shop / Community Calendar. We thank you for being a part of the program this morning. I'm glad you were listening. I'm glad you were there. Good to hear from Judy and from Gary. Good to hear from you guys. So you guys, everybody out there, take care. Make it a safe time ahead. And I'm Mike Nichols, and this is Swap Shop / Community Calendar. We'll touch base again next Sunday morning. In the meantime, I remind you that you're listening to FM 104.5 and AM 950 K-High and K-High.com and the World Wide Web. We are certainly the voice of the foothills. Our condolences to Daniel's family and friends out there for their loss. And we'll touch base again next week. Crossroads is next. Take care.
FM 104.5, K2A3 CM, Auburn, and AM 950, KAHI, Auburn.